Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Emeritus Jelaine Appling reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
One evening a number of years ago, South Korean pastor Lee Yong-rak found a newborn baby on his church's doorstep. That incident resulted in this dear pastor doing what he could to rescue abandoned infants in Seoul. Pastor Lee installed what has become known as a drop box in his home. It was an incubated box with a bell that would alert him when a baby had been dropped off, rather than just, to put it delicately, being disposed of. In 2015, a film was made, The Drop Box, telling of Pastor Lee's heroic work that has resulted in over 1,900 babies being saved in South Korea, with many more drop boxes being installed across that country. The film got the attention of people in our country. In 2016, the first drop box, called a baby box in the U.S., was installed in Indiana as part of that state's safe haven law. No doubt, Pastor Lee is leaving an incredible life-saving legacy. And as a part of that legacy, just last year, right here in our state, Governor Evers signed into law the Safe Haven Baby Box Bill, which expands our existing Safe Haven law passed in 2001. The Safe Haven Baby Box Bill allows parents to anonymously and without any face-to-face interaction with any official relinquish their newborn baby less than 72 hours old by placing him or her in a secured, ventilated, temperature-controlled baby box outside fully staffed hospitals, fire stations, or police stations. Once a baby has been dropped off, the box automatically locks and triggers an alarm to alert building staff to the presence of the baby. Under our Safe Haven law, a parent can also hand the newborn to a law enforcement officer, an emergency medical services practitioner, or a hospital staff member. A parent surrendering their child is not required to leave a name or address. An adoption plan is created for babies surrendered through the original Safe Haven program as well as through this additional provision. Even though these protections of anonymity are offered in our original Safe Haven law, some parents in desperate situations may still feel too nervous to meet with someone face-to-face to surrender their child. That's why the baby boxes provide an additional option to ensure the safety of a baby while protecting the parents. The use of the baby boxes is a non-judgmental way for parents in crisis situations to ensure their baby receives proper care. Since the Safe Haven Baby Box Bill went into effect, a total of 4 baby boxes have been installed in Wisconsin in the cities of Elkhorn, Racine, Reedsburg, and the most recent one in Howard. Baby boxes cost about $16,000 to purchase and install, but the value of a life saved is priceless. Safe Haven laws have saved thousands of lives in the U.S., and baby boxes themselves have saved at least 50 babies. More than 300 boxes now span at least 11 states. Furthermore, there's a 24-hour hotline that mothers in crisis pregnancies can call or text and receive resources on how to move forward with their pregnancy in a safe, supported manner. That hotline number is 1-866-99-BABY-1 or 1-866-992-2291. That hotline is staffed by professionals ready to provide non-judgmental information and emotional support. Baby boxes are meant to be used as a last resort with the goal of reaching parents in crisis pregnancies before they reach the point of needing to surrender. Simply being aware of the existence of the 4 baby boxes in Wisconsin and the availability of the hotline could save a life in your community. Providing the baby box information or the hotline number could ensure a newborn is safely surrendered instead of abandoned, or parents facing a crisis pregnancy might feel supported enough to gain a sense of hope and consider visiting a pro-life pregnancy care center or pursue the route of adoption themselves. You can help bring a baby box to your town by meeting with your local community leaders, fire stations, and hospital administrators, and encouraging them to initiate the process of purchasing and installing a baby box at the location. Being an advocate for a baby box in your community and helping to raise money to pay for it could be your way of helping to directly and positively impact your community and potentially save lives in the process. And what a legacy that would be. For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Jelaine Appling reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Jelaine Appling, President Emeritus of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wifamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.